Hey, Tom. Tom, in light of Congressman Aiken's comments, is there any situation that you think a woman should have access to an abortion?
My stance is on record, and it's very simplistic. I'm pro-life, period. And what that congressman said, I do not agree with at all. He should have never said anything like that.
So in cases of incest or rape,
abortion
should or should not be?
No exceptions.
No exceptions.
Well, how would you tell a daughter or a granddaughter that, who God forbid would be the victim of a rape to keep the child against her own will? Is that something that you would, I mean, do you have a way to explain that?
I live something similar to that with my own family. You know, she chose life, and I commend her for that. She knew my views, but fortunately for me, I didn't have to. She chose the way I thought. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't great, but she did.
Similar how?
Having a baby out of wedlock.
That's similar to rape?
No. But put yourself in a father's position, yes. I mean, it is similar. This isn't. But I'm back to the original. I'm pro-life, period.
Mr. Smith, your inquirer poll has very low in the polls. Casey, what's your reaction to that?
Well, we need to get better. And we will. No, like I said before, a poll is one snapshot in time. You know, polls are a wonderful thing, but they're a confusing thing. You know, it wasn't more than a month ago there was one poll that said my last month, but it wasn't headed down the set. So, I trust my internal poll. We have it's get known to the voters, give them an option. I mean, there is a lot of people out there, I'm finding, as I travel across the state, that like the idea that, okay, here's not a career politician. Here's a business owner that's here. And just take a look at what is Congress's approval rating right now? 13%? People's crying for change. They want something different because they know this is not working.
One more question.
We get our message. Oh, I'm sorry. We get our message, our name out there. We get the Bob Casey's voting record and what our ideas are. And that will be a winning combination.
Mr. Pence, I ask you to clarify one more time the question that Mark asked you. Did I just hear you say that having a child out of wedlock is analogous to rape?
No, I did not say that.
You did say that.
You did say it, sir.
What he said, he was saying is clearly.
Well, let him answer. Please, sir.
Mark.
You've known each other a long time. It's okay.
So, my mother taught me manners.
But you said it was.
I went through a situation
with your daughter, with a daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's very, very difficult. But do I condone rape? Absolutely not. But do I propose life? Yes, I do. I'm pro-life. Period.
So what is the similarity between those two? In other words, so it's just that there's a decision involved.
A life. It's protected. Who's going to protect it? We have to. I mean, I believe life begins at conception. I'm not going to argue about the method of conception. It's a life. And I'm pro-life. It's that simple. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm sorry.